Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. One. Joan Van Ark is in my house.
Yeah.
Joan in the house.
Joan Van Ark, not Lannan's in the house, everybody.
Okay, we've already bonded. That's why I wanted to start recording immediately. Because we've already bonded in so many ways. First of all, look at you. You're beautiful.
Yes.
You're teeny tiny. You were just like a little tiny actress honeybee, just having
guzzling
a little bit of honey. Is that your deal?
You get me buzzed, yeah. Absolutely.
Right, you're not drinking, but you just had a little drop of honey.
Well, like Vanessa, my daughter, said, "Mom, do you know that honey is just one molecule away from alcohol?" So I'm doing my own thing. It's honey wine.
You guys use that backstage. That's your little
actress. My security blanket.
Is that all you eat?
It's bananas, peanut butter, and I gave it up for Lent. Strong, Joan Van Ark. Aren't you really something?
All right, if you eat a banana on the video cast, you will make me so much money. And if you love me, you will do that.
I do love you, and I will do that.
Thank you.
Maybe not immediately. I want to save it.
Yes.
I met you at Donald Mills' Christmas party. Not to name drop. But because I love you, and we just bonded. And first of all, I was like, wow. You people are all just, because Donna Mills has done the happy hour. You're way prettier than normal humans. Like, you could tell Aaron Spelling people, you're like, oh, that must be a right. Sure, Dallas Knott's Landing. Yeah, there
Dynasty,
you go.
Dynasty. Yeah.
Right, Dynasty.
Mm-hmm. All those ones.
Yes.
And
yes.
Dallas, by the way, that's where it all started before I went to Knott's Landing.
You were valuing.
I was valuing, talking like this,
that's
you know.
Right.
Yes.
The Dallas, well, she was actually from Tennessee.
Chris left for 3 years and then came back, and so I made him get in my shower naked and do a scene where he gets out of the shower, and he's like, "Good morning,
like
Bobby,
Bobby Ewing."
Yes, and yeah. I was like,
"Looks good, looks okay, maybe not."
People our age, that reference is so fresh. I was like, "He's Bobby Ewing getting out of the shower."
Oh, I love him though, Patrick Duffy. He is the best, without a doubt.
Aww.
Well, I have so many. Well, I don't even know where to start. Anyway, Donna Mills. It is interesting too that a lot of people that play vicious, horrible bitches are the nicest people in the world.
That's true. Donna is the most grounded, even, unbelievably professional, all of it, and then she plays the bitch well.
Right.
Bitch. I hate her for that. No, she does the best Christmas parties, first of all, and everybody's there.
Yeah,
there
I felt like I was the ugly person in the Aaron Spelling.
Oh, stop with that. Talk about tiny and perfect and svelte and all of it. Come on.
All right. Here's you know what? You know who's going to find me my future wife?
Who?
Joan Van Ark.
Oh. I will.
Because she came in, she goes, "What's your sign?" I said, "Libra." She said, "Oh, you know, Gemini man." Because she's Gemini. She goes, "Gemini man." I'm like, "Honey,
so involved.
I'm gay. I don't need a Gemini. You need a Gemini girl."
So I'll find you. You got to give me the specs. No, we'll do it after the show. Give me the specs. I'll find.
Aaron Spelling, you find me
a dog. I want a dog.
I know. You almost kidnapped both of my dogs.
I wanted to because they're fluffy and huggable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we had to put our golden down about a year ago. And we've been looking and looking. And it just hasn't happened. Usually it does.
We have a deal.
I will get you a dog. You
if
get
I
me
get
a
you
wife.
A bitch. All right.
We will trade bitches. All right. You are funny. I did not know this about you. You are already hilarious. No. I was like, oh, yeah, stop talking until we turn on the... Okay. And speaking of cuddly and adorable, your husband is right behind you.
Who is cancer and rock solid. He and Donna should go off into the sunset.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you just told me he had cancer.
No,
I was like, wow,
he's cancer.
No, no,
that was,
no, no. He's a cancer. Okay, and this. Okay, John, calm down. Astrology.
No,
I was
cancer.
Like, wow, she said that in kind of a zippy way.
He is cancer. Didn't I tell you?
That was no. So terms of endearment.
No, it is. Or mommy dear
he
is
cancer.
Still
yes, aren't you happy?
No, he's to the. It's 1 month to the day. I'm June 16,
oh,
which is
wow.
Gemini. He's
yeah.
July 16.
Yeah.
Napoleon and his wife, whatever her name was,
okay.
Wanda.
Josephine.
Wow,
thank good
you.
One, Chris.
Yes.
You don't win shit, but
yeah.
Well, good know. Job, man.
But you get points.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
But no, Josephine. They were the same way. 1 month. To the day apart.
Oh,
so we're high school sweethearts. So boring. Unbelievable.
So, yeah, no, I was saying a lot of my exes are Gemini. But and they say Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, like all our air signs are the most.
Air. That's it. Mm-hmm. And
compatible.
That's why I yeah. run. I don't run now. It's jogging.
Yeah.
But I need air. And it's my glass of wine to go
yeah.
every evening
yeah.
after I've done the Joan Van Ark
I do both.
Show. Really?
Wait.
Do you run too?
No, I drink wine.
And hike, you hike.
And hike, and I walk. I hike and walk every day.
Well, you're in a yeah. beautiful place here to do that.
Yes, yes, thank
perfect,
you.
Perfect house.
Wait, what, did you say the Joan Van Ark show? What are we talking about?
That's what my husband calls every minutia, boring, horrific, layered, unbelievably obsessive thing that I do. It's the Joan Van Ark show. So,
and yet, here's the funny thing. You're one of those... you've played like you had how many husbands on Dallas or
Oh, I have the most.
You have one in real life.
Yeah, I have one.
You've been married since 1960.
I had eight husbands,
something.
One more than Donna. One
wow.
more than Abby.
You were
but
just a whore. Can I just
oh,
say?
Oh, and I loved
yes.
every minute of it.
Right.
Every second. It was wonderful.
Depending on what season. Oh, she's a new husband. Okay.
But,
yeah.
but you were always poor Val.
That's right.
That's
Val.
Right.
Uh-huh. That
poor
so,
Val.
I know that yep. was it. That was totally, totally.
Sad trumpet. Poor Val.
Aww.
No, you're supposed to swear on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, if you're not going to drink or talk politics or talk shit about Trump, you need
you
to swear.
Better swear a lot.
Yes.
Ready. Okay. I'm there. I'm there. Donna, Michelle, and I actually have been working on trying to do. First, it was reality. Yeah. We're not done yet. But now, yes.
Yeah, that would be
it
awesome.
Not. KNOT.
Uh-huh.
We're not done yet. and then we've also been pitched a scripted show, which it's called Was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of a, not a send up, but a parallel on Charlie's Angels.
And, oh, my God.
And he's calling it Raven's Den or something like that.
Oh,
he's wrote
oh, right.
it Raven's Den, but we're trying to put something like that
oh
together because I think the three of us, and it is
yeah.
absolutely true, we are not done yet. I mean,
yes.
I'm sure you would go there when you say Donna Mills Christmas party. Mm-hmm. This woman is flawless. I always want to smack her.
My friend invited me. She's her friend. I was like, oh, I am so in. There's nothing about that sentence you just said. And it's everything you would think it'd be, right? It's like a Hallmark card.
It is.
That tree, the food.
All of it. That
like,
is perfect.
I was in an Aaron Spelling miniseries.
You are 100% right. The house is exactly that. It's, what is
Everyone
it? Not
was
cobblestone
perfect.
In the front and the little path circling
oh.
up. I know, it's too much.
That's
you all made
amazing.
You all made like a fucking bazillion dollars, right?
Well, we kind of did because it lasted. No.
Was there 12
years you
was,
were on
no,
Knott's Landing?
It was more than that. It was 14 total.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I left and ran away to do a pilot, to do a right. comedy with Chris Maloney, then came back for the very last season. But it
yeah.
just, it went forever,
yeah.
which is quite...
And then there was a mini-series, Back to the Cul-de-Sac.
Yes.
Right?
Boy, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Chris has got it going on.
You know.
He indeed does. He
yeah.
indeed does. I can confirm this. But anyway, but I... No, I... Okay, but the and you said Michelle, so we should people know you mean Michelle Lee, who mm-hmm. is your very good friend on the series and in real life.
Totally, 100%, all three of us. Because
yeah.
I don't know when you spend 14 seasons together,
right.
sharing funerals, weddings.
You mean fake ones? Oh, real
no,
ones?
No, actually, real. Ones.
Okay, so John is a cancer, but does not have cancer,
and we
and
were
you,
sharing real. We were sharing real life. Altering incidents, both on and off camera.
Okay.
I remember when Michelle split with Jimmy Ferentino, who since has
yeah.
passed.
Yeah.
God bless him. God rest his soul. She called me and said, "You have to pick me up today. I can't. I can't drive out there. I can't. Yeah. She was so upset. I mean, there's just so many layers that we've shared and moments. And we're joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Until we hit Forest Lawn.
Okay. I told you when you walked in, I was like, I just want to do a whole show on you giving me beauty tips. What? First of all, because I know people are going to want to know, how do you stay that thin? How do you look so amazing?
Well, first of all, that thin, I don't know that, and that's maybe another discussion. But for me,
you're a little
I
tiny
have to,
porcelain figure.
Well, here's the thing, though. I have to, my husband puts it, you have to break a sweat every day. Well, I can do that on the set with flop sweat.
Right.
But in life, I do need the run. I have a lot of either energy or mental energy or whatever
right.
it is,
right.
and I need to level out.
Right.
And I do my best thinking on the run. I solve things that I can't
right.
otherwise deal with during the day, and somehow I see
mm-hmm.
the way out
yep.
by doing the miles. And I do 10 to 12. I've done 14
wow.
marathons, including Boston,
wow.
which you have to qualify for. And for women, you have to do a 3.5
wow.
qualifier, which I did out here. It was an exciting adventure.
Wow.
You walk over the starting line because there are a bazillion runners. And when the gun goes off, you're
yeah,
way
and
back.
People right. probably go, oh, Hollywood actresses, you know, but it's like because you do the work. I mean, because you know, you don't look like that by accident.
No, here's the thing. I think you have to, my mantra is you have to do the best and be the, and look the best.
Right.
I have two, there are two areas, and that's the Aaron Spelling
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
As I age, that's not a great fun thing. It's exhausting me, and, you know, I need to go lie down with a cold towel because it just gets...
That's my dog. That's
yeah.
my dog.
I didn't know if you had a
he's concerned for our democracy, but that's not important now. We're
well,
not going to talk
right.
politics. Just
he's
go ahead.
He's right. I'm with the dog.
What?
But
oh,
I
got her to talk politics a little bit. Yes, I did. Ha ha, John.
Ha ha ha.
By the way, John's a little judgy back there. I mean, I love him and he's handsome and I get the whole thing. I get the animal magnetism. But he was like, you know, I go for a run or whatever and then I have a drink. I'm like, what, John? I get up at fucking 3 o'clock. So, you know what? It's cocktail hour for me.
That's when I go to bed.
Oh.
That's maybe he's going to join you. Maybe
he goes to bed at 3 o'clock.
No, Joan does.
Oh,
Joan's terrible because it's quiet and I can do the. Oh, now he's eating your pretzels.
Yeah. He's very.
You should pardon.
She's
the
very
expression.
Ill-trained. Go ahead.
Oh no, I love it. No, this is home here. I love it.
That's very homey.
No, really, it's the real deal for sure.
All right, so running every day. Wow,
I need it.
Yeah.
I'm too crazy.
I used to run. I hike now and walk and do
well,
other
whatever
stuff
you're
and
doing,
spinning and
whatever
weights.
You're doing. It's right. It's
how
doing
are you?
Right thing.
Okay. There's something. My joints are too old. But look at you. You're
no, but I
wait a minute. You did a guest star on $6 Million Man. You stole some bionic. Joan Van Ark. Don't you lie to me.
No.
You
stole some bionics. Or no,
some bionic joints.
Things, stuff in your arm. I know. I say, where did you get that? He pulls back the thing and shows his arms with all the wiring. And I said, ooh, where did you get that? You know, I remember that line.
Though I turned out to be gay. I had the biggest crush on Lee Majors. I thought I was going to marry Lee Majors. And then also Chad Everett in Medical Center, which you also
did
a guest series.
I did that one. And he was so mean to me because...
Really?
Yes,
oh,
but
no.
Here's why.
His blue eyes.
Here's why.
What?
And because he is gorgeous, and I loved every minute of that, of looking at him. But they suddenly changed at the last second an entire scene, and they handed me the pages, you know, saying,
yeah.
"Okay, we're changing
yeah.
it." And he screamed and yelled, "Well, you need to deal with it. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to change it." And that just, I just completely locked.
Thanks
on
for.
That.
Well, you know what? You just made me gayer. Thanks.
Oh.
It's not. You know what? I still. Sean had my Chad Everett. But now she's
stolen
that from me.
No, Lee Majors and Chad Everett, you're right. Those are good choices.
Oh my
those
God.
Are, if you're going to go that route.
Yeah, I have good taste in fictional relationships with fictional men.
Okay. Well, I go with it. I All buy right. it.
Hold that thought, Joan. This is so exciting, this happy hour. I need to go take a little nap on my Casper mattress.
Oh, it's the most comfortable bed ever.
Right? You've had one for years.
Yes.
Jody Hamilton finally just got one.
Yep, Carlos Alice Rocky has had one for years.
Everyone's getting one because, why? Warmer weather's finally here. Time for spring cleaning. You could spend time sprucing up the house and yard, but if you really want a fresh spark... Start.
Yes.
Huh? Get a Casper mattress.
Oh,
Casper
yeah.
transforms the way you sleep, helps you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to enjoy this beautiful weather. There are four layers,
mm-hmm.
Chris, of pressure-relieving foam for all-night comfort.
And each layer is very, very important.
Yeah. Softer under your shoulders, firmer under your hips for, you know.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean.
Sexy time.
I mean healthy alignment and extra support.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Plus the breathable foams designed to keep you cool all night. Bedding, bedding frames, even a dog bed.
Yeah.
I love the Casper pillow. I love the Casper sheets. I have a duvet cover. Everything you need to create the perfect sleep environment. You also get free shipping and free returns on all mattress orders. So you can try your Casper 100 nights in your own home risk-free. You're going to love sleeping on a Casper. Chris and I do.
I do.
Not the same one.
No.
No. Oh, that would be wrong.
That would be gross.
Oof. Casper.com. Type in Miller, $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. The code is Miller and get $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Additional fees may apply for Alaska and Hawaii. Terms and conditions apply. Now, back to you, Joan. But, you know, it's so interesting. We joke around about, you know, Aaron Spelling, pretty people. Was he at that? Who was at the party? Wasn't the creator of...
Well, Aaron Spelling wasn't there.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
No, not him. But I'm sorry. Who was there? One of the executive producers? Who was at Donna Mills' party?
Well, I don't think it wasn't was, definitely wasn't Aaron Spelling. But maybe it was the one that did the movie she did with Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh.
What I was saying is...
Batting Jack.
No.
That's another discussion.
Oh. What? What's happening? Okay.
Oh, no, he's...
Something. Oh, my dog is...
Yeah. Another
wow,
producer.
This is like the scene from Airplane. Like, I'm looking at you, and behind me, my dog is humping your husband. I apologize.
Dogs do love him.
Yes.
I have to say that.
My dog is going all Val on your husband. Oh. I apologize.
Oh.
Now, no, sorry. What was I saying? Oh, no. But, you know, I thought the formula, first of all, look, people do like to watch really pretty people. But here's the other thing.
Not anymore. See, I think that's changing.
Right. But what I was saying is, and it is interesting because I told you politics in the 80s, right? Like my dad ran with. I voted for Reagan. I was a dumb USC kid. I didn't have Felicity Huffman to steal my SAT
I
scores.
I voted for your dad that particular. I vote different depending. You know.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, it's interesting because you were saying, like, you're from an era where people, you don't talk politics, right? Where you're like,
now
we need
it's
all the
everything,
fans we
but
can
now
get.
It's all you hear and see
right.
and breathe.
Right. Because it's different than the 80s. Like,
well, totally.
Reagan seems like a nice guy. Like, I was 21 when I voted for him. Like, I didn't, but I thought, I associate that whole era, right? Dallas, Knott's Landing, like.
Well,
you
you're
know,
right, though. It's perfect. You know, you have to be perfect in that it couldn't be more different now.
Right, right.
It's, in fact, the more imperfect. Patricia Arquette has just done a movie, which I'm dying to see.
Yeah.
I think it's called Act. She's a Munchausen's syndrome.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
right.
it's on Hulu. Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. And the thing is, she's right. I adore that she says... You know, she's got this scruffy old wig on, and
yeah.
she's disappearing into it. And that's what an actress does in,
right.
in trying to be perfect and wear red like Nancy Reagan. Oh, my God.
OMG.
That was that era and Dynasty and Aaron Spelling yeah. and all of that. Perfection, perfection, perfection. But now it's about real and kind of
yeah.
risky and edgy. And
reality show stars.
Yeah, and everything you do, fart, belch, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What about the Kardashians?
What? Oh, don't even get me But you're right. This is how we got here to Donald Trump. I'm sorry. You're not talking politics. I am. Is that, you're right. It's just, it's the fame and the just, you know, anybody that's famous or a reality show star. I am never, you know what's weird, John? I was never a fan of reality shows. From day one, I hated them. I never watched them.
Well, as an actress, I'm not a fan because it's not scripted and it's just whatever happens. You follow them into the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know.
Here was my point. I was trying to get to a compliment and I waylaid myself. But it was not just, you know, that you were all pretty people. You were really great actors. I mean, you look at your background, Broadway, Tony, you know, Tony Award, stage experience, like that's the other thing, is you were great actors. You weren't just pretty. There were great storylines. It was so, you know, you think of it as, oh, it was fun and fluffy, and oh, they were all so pretty,
and it was a fantasy,
right? But I mean,
well, in a way fantasy, but Chris, it feels like in some ways Dallas was more a fantasy because it was wealthy and furs and diamonds dripping and all of that, and Knott's was much more it was more flyover states, forgive me, but it was more that. So in contrast, but the soaps by nature are kind of fantasy bubbles, soap bubbles going. That does give it kind of the pastel thing, but Knott's was more real, I think, than Dallas was.
Yeah, well, but my point is, good God, I've... totally had forgotten some of this. Broadway debut in Barefoot in the Park, Tony Award for School for Wives on Broadway. You know, we had, Morpheus. Sean, help me.
Lawrence Fishburne
in here.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And I mean, we were talking about, but it's the same thing. Whether you think of it as a fluffy 80s Pretty People series or you think of it as these, you know, comic book or whatever kind of series, you know, action, there's great actors. That's what makes them great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lawrence Fishburne's a great actor. They they don't get, you know, it's not like they're crappy actors because, oh, this is a big, you know, like just bubblegum kind of whatever.
Absolutely. That's the tissue and the DNA of the actor that comes into some of the more frothy shows. But the truth is they can execute what the writer gives them on the page and make you believe every single word of it. And that's what the Lawrence Fishburne actors do, or Michelle Lee, who's also incredibly Broadway. But I agree. And Larry Hagman, God bless him.
Yeah.
He was the bomb. He was
another crush. I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, that, yes. Well, that was his warm-up, though, because look what, J.R. in Dallas, for him, I don't know how many years it was. And now it's the medical show that I'm going up on the name that's going like 18 or 19 years. Is it Ellen Pompeo?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yes.
How many years is that one on? When something survives that long, it's just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Totally phenomenal.
Yeah. So, all right, I don't even know where to start. You won a daytime Emmy for hosting Tournament of the Roses out here, right?
Well, that I don't know if the daytime Emmy, it was soap, I think, that I was, not Young and Restless. I did Young
and
Restless.
It would be egregious if Wikipedia was ever wrong, but it says.
What does it say for the parade?
As the host of Tournament of Roses parade.
Oh, my, maybe I don't know. Oh, damn, this is a good day. I need that. I want to hear about that. I want to read about that. One thing that did happen just last week that I'm kind of thrilled about, the New York Times crossword puzzle, my cousin saw it, had a picture of him doing the crossword puzzle in the newspaper up. I think it's big time because I was born in New York City. It's big time to me. If anything, I say, oh, that's so New York. And if I don't like it, I say, and forgive me, Encino, but I say, oh, that's so Encino. Because it's like saying, that's so Tustin.
Yes.
But, and I don't really mean that, you know, bad. I don't like to put anybody down because I want everyone to love me.
Yes.
But the truth is, anything New York to me is, and that's Broadway for sure.
Yeah.
That's the real deal. That's the super test. That's, there's no faking there. You really have to go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Which is also a runner's term.
I love that
term.
Saying. Yeah.
No, it's a runner's term.
Well,
balls
right.
To the wall.
And you were born in New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You were born to Madman, an advertising and PR guy.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Madman. Okay. Yes, indeed. And my mother was a writer.
Yeah.
My sister still is.
Both writers, three siblings. So you moved to
Boulder, Colorado.
What? Yeah. Why?
Oh, wow.
Running from the law?
No. Yeah.
No?
Yes, my father was in trouble. No, he was in Denver to do some, he wrote for Time and Life magazine.
Okay. Wow.
And he was doing an assignment or a project in Denver and somehow, for some reason, drove from Denver to Boulder and got out on this hilltop, which is where our house was built. He got out and there were no houses on the hilltop and he looked around and there was a 180 degree, half of the 360 view, Pikes Peak on one side and Cheyenne, Wyoming on the other side. Mm. And all Rocky Mountain vista there. And he got out and he said, this is where I want to raise my family. And sure enough, went back to West Nyack, New York, where I grew up until age seven. And we packed everything up and moved out to Colorado, stayed in a house while our house was being built. And even now, there it is on the hilltop, Van Ark Homestead.
Yeah. Did you love it?
I loved it. Yeah. I rode horseback, which I know is my running pill because there's solitude riding horseback.
I need to go running with you. I need to get back into running.
I love that. No, no.
Let's do it.
So you were a runner, and now you hike.
Well, I've always run a little and
I'd hike because my daughter lives right near here, and she hikes.
I'm going to get you a dog. You're going to get me a wife. You're going to teach me to run. I'm going to teach you to hike. We're going to. This is working out so beautifully.
This is.
Isn't it?
This is heaven.
Okay. All right. Okay, I love the arcs of your life. At age 15 as a student reporter, you met and interviewed actress Julie Harris, who later recommended you to the Yale School of Drama.
Wow.
And then Harris later appeared on Knots Landing as your mom.
Do you believe that?
So, because Lily Tomlin, that was my Lily Tomlin. Lily Tomlin got me my first agent. I interviewed her as a baby radio DJ. She got me my first agent at ICM. She's been my sort of mentor.
She's a phenom.
I know.
She's a phenom.
But I love, because I feel like we're in this whole era of the sisterhood, you know, between Me Too and the Women's March fierce new female Congress.
Empowerment.
That I just thought, like, those are the stories, right? Where
I know that you, it's a...
she helped you, and then, like...
Right, yeah. It's a continuation and a continuum of female energy that goes and goes from one to the other. I think it's amazing what's happening now. I'm wondering now, because you are so politically savvy.
Yes.
Do you think our next president might be a woman?
Yes.
You do.
I hope and pray, because one just got fucked out of it that rightfully won. But let's not go there, Joan, because you don't want to talk about politics. Hi, John. How you doing?
careful. Yes,
no, I have a 96-year-old Fox-watching, Trump-voting Republican mom. She still thinks my dad's been gone since 83, and she thinks he loved Trump. And I'm like, no, he would hate everything he stands for. My dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. And he would, him saying, like, they're very fine people on both sides in Charlottesville with Nazis there. I'm like, no, he is. Okay. Sorry, John. I won't. Mm-hmm. He's a disgrace. He's a disgusting pig traitor of a man. All right. I didn't say that. You didn't say that. I
hear an echo. What? Your husband said, who said that?
Okay.
I'm trying to find out.
Okay.
What's happening?
I didn't say that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. But no, what was my point? Now I've gotten off my point. No, but just that, it's interesting, just politics, it really just was different to in the 80s and the whole Reagan era.
And it wasn't, everybody's business now is everybody's business.
Right.
That's another thing that, it's like I'm not going to say his name right, Jussie Smollett?
Jussie Smollett, mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what the story is.
Talk about layered situation.
I feel like if one black guy gets away with something, it's probably, we should just.
Something. Okay. Maybe we should talk politics instead.
I've just said a lot of white guys.
Yeah.
John, I'm not saying anybody in particular are getting away with a lot of stuff.
Stephanie, stop that.
What? John loves me, I can tell.
No, listen, he does. Well, he at that party at Donna's.
Yes.
And on the way home, all he did is talk about, he listened to you on the radio, and he said, was it KFI? Where were you on the radio?
Yes, KFI and KBC. I've been fired from everywhere, John.
Oh, no.
You could have heard me almost anywhere.
No, he loved you. He listened to you all.
Thank you, John. John, you have great taste in women. Have I mentioned that?
Yes, he does.
We're going to bring you fully to the light, John.
Yes, to the light. Bring him into the light.
Aww.
But no, he did.
No, I totally bonded with both of you. I was like, what a delightful, smart, just interesting, funny couple. Like, and I just love that you've been together since what, 1960? We're
14. Oh, let's not do that. Of course, I fake out with numbers because basically I'm an idiot. But numbers, like how much do you weigh? How old are you?
17 pounds. Did you... I already know that.
No, not.
But and you have a beautiful, a voice,
Vanessa?
Actress, model, singer, Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa is just, it's Star
Wars.
So
surprising you guys would have such a beautiful daughter.
Well, she inherited all his, yes, it is a shock. She has all his microphone kind of thing because she's done
Star Wars. Can you move your head? John? I've been a fan of yours ever since you were a KNBC Handsome Man's reporter. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, this is too good.
It's true.
Oh, I want to think of something so I could have music behind me. Oh, I love it.
When I see you and John, I'm just...
Oh, that it just is like wafting through the air.
It's a whole beautiful thing.
Beautiful notes.
Yeah, the whole dog. Future wife. We're going to go on vacation together, me and my future wife that you're going to find
that
for
I'm
me.
Going to find.
And John, who I loved as a KNBC. Okay, all right, go ahead. Tell
now
me about
he's
your daughter.
The one. Okay, I will.
All right, and, and John.
Vanessa is Guardians of the Galaxy playing Zoe Saldana's part in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, my God.
And Star Wars Rebels, there's like two or three pilots.
Right.
They are some sort of an offshoot of Star Wars. She goes to all these Comic-Con things and the autograph shows and all that stuff because animation, it's a whole new world.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to do my first one like that.
Marvel.
Marvel is the one. She worked for Disney on one, I think it was, and Marvel for the other. So mom doesn't know which is which. But she's constantly, and she has a setup not as elaborate as this amazing space I'm in right now.
Thank
but
you. Yeah,
she
it's
has,
impressive.
Yeah, it's very. She has a whole setup and does everything from the house. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I should go over and record with her.
Oh yes, please. Let's do that too.
Yeah. Wait, and you can meet her.
I would love to. Is she straight? No, I'm
just, all right, probably. Stephanie.
Yes, listen, I'm sure she is. I'm just saying we could keep it in the family.
It would be it'd be beautiful. And then we can all drink wine like we'll just take a
That's
straw.
Right.
And
yes.
maybe from the same bottle.
You and John and I will just be sweating and sweating and sweating.
Right.
Slurping.
Sweating and slurping.
I'm doing an animation tomorrow.
Yes, but wait, tell me, because you're playing a... Do the voice, because you're already...
One of my auditions was kind of... I wanted to do it. She's from New York, and they said upstate New York, and I just, I didn't really know anything.
That's me,
but,
Buffalo. Wait, that far upstate, Buffalo?
Yeah, I think.
Because so you got to get a flat A, like Cheektowaga and Tanawanda.
Well, tell
and
me.
Lackawanna.
Tell me the, give me the
I'm
accent.
From Lackport. I'm up to transit from Cheektowaga, Lackawanna, and Tanawanda.
So say a sentence like,
it's a flat A.
Flat A.
Well.
Flat A. It's very.
Did you just grab your tits?
I did a flat
or
A.
Was that like a
when
flat A, like
flat
a double A?
There's a flat B here. There's
okay. If you're not getting the video cast, you just need to. Just do it. Just get the video cast. Support the show.
It's about as flat as it can get. I don't know. My mother said if I had breast cancer, I'd throw away the breast and keep the lump because it would be bigger. I know that's not funny, and Jack doesn't have cancer.
Mom Louise Van Ark.
Wow. It is. Oh, yeah.
Look
I
at
am
you with
so.
This- Dutch,
no,
whatever,
no, 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 yeah, I know.
Norwegian princess.
No, but something. I'll tell you, Joan Van Ark, by the way,
yes.
Guess what it is? Joan of Arc in
Dutch.
What? In Dutch, what? So when I heard a moment of John Cryer's where he came in with, what did he have on, a Superman or
We just had John Cryer on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two
okay.
weeks ago.
And so Jack, I was listening, right?
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I should wear my jacket that has the fleur-de-lis, because everything in the house... In our house, has
yes.
a fleur-de-lis
oh,
for Joan
yeah.
of Arc.
Yeah.
But Joan Van Ark, my father always said, I want to name my first daughter Joan so it'll look good in lights. And I did Barefoot in the Park in London.
Yeah.
And on the marquee was Joan Van Ark in Barefoot in the Park. And I got a photo of it, which I have in my office. But my dad, sadly, had passed away, so he didn't ever see that. But
how exciting, though.
Yeah,
okay. Here's a really magically full circle Gemini fleur-de-lis story. This is why we were meant to be best friends and go on vacation together for the rest of our lives. Okay, because my longest term ex,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I know her.
Gemini, smoking hot, beautiful. We're still friends. Anyway, she grew up partially here and partially in Israel. She was a tank. She was a runway model in Europe and a tank instructor in the Israeli army. You know, as you do.
What's her name? Pieranki Shok. What is her?
Pieranka. It's
not Gal Gadot. It's not Gal. It's not Wonder Woman. Okay, but anyway, she had a fleur-de-lis tattoo on her. I don't know.
I'm thinking yes.
Somewhere. Anyway, but do you know where she got it? She got drunk when she was growing up in Tel Aviv, and they went to the Palestinian side, and she asked for a fleur-de-lis, and I was like, I don't think that looks like a fleur-de-lis. I think that looks like all Jews die. I think that's what that's saying.
Oh, my
I don't,
God.
No, she said that. She knew it. She was like, I don't think this, I don't, this is not a fleur-de-lis. I was like, no, I think that
and
is.
And she was drunk and didn't know till it was too late. I'm
right.
Sure. Not
yeah.
until.
Right.
Oh, my.
She was a drunken teenager in Tel Aviv, and she went to the Palestinian
side
to get
a. Good that it was where it was.
Yeah.
And then not that many people would see it.
Right.
Or would they? Or would they? Maybe.
So wait, let's look at all of the threads of your life. You also appeared, in an episode of Wonder Woman. Our other gigantic crush, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter's been on the show a few times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With Ted Shackelford, who then became, of course, your husband,
Gary Ewing.
I mean, seriously, all the beautiful, unbelievably pretty people in Hollywood. You just, right?
They connect and interconnect. Well, you almost saw them all at Donna's party.
Yeah.
That's
one thing. It's a roundup.
Yes. I was
Donna,
like, oh, my God.
Oh, there's. Connie Selica. Was she there?
She also startlingly
comes.
Beautiful. All
very,
of you.
Very,
yes.
Very startlingly beautiful.
Yeah.
But Ted.
That's not fair.
Ted and I did Wonder Woman just a few months before they wanted to do the pilot of Knots Landing. And they saw a lot of guys. Because I did Dallas with an actor named David Aykroyd, and he was unavailable. He was shooting a miniseries at Universal and couldn't do the part. And they wanted, CBS needed to shoot the pilot. So they met a ton of guys to play Gary Ewing, and they called me and said, Joan, we really kind of like this guy named Ted Shackelford.
Yeah.
And we understand you just worked with him. What do you think? I said, oh, my God, no. No way. Oh. We're two alike.
Okay.
We're both crazy. We're both, he's not Gemini. Yes, actually he is.
Oh.
So we're nuts. Yeah. I said, we're too much alike. It would never work. And I go to the week later to the table reading who's across from me but Ted Sheffield. So how much did they care about what Joan had
to
say? Yeah, what do you care? And what do you think? So that didn't work out.
What? This is just going to be a stupid, general, weird question. But I feel like a lot of people just want to know, like, what was it like to work on those kind of series in that kind of era? That they were just... Because you're right.
They took over television.
Because now they're, like you were saying, Chris, there's so many niches. And, oh, that's on Hulu. And, oh, that's on this. But
right.
There were
three channels.
We watched three channels. And you were everybody in the country was watching Dallas and Dot's Landing. I mean,
yes, that's because I did Estee Lauder during all those years. It was like 12 years of doing voiceover. You know, Estee Lauder lips. Estee Lauder eyes.
You can look like Joan Van Ark if you just get this lipstick.
If you walk into it.
We're fucking with you. Yeah. But go ahead and buy it.
But buy it anyway. At Nordstrom's, you know, for much more for less. But I was doing both.
Joan has some genetics and also runs 75 miles a day. But good luck with your fucking lipstick.
Yes, right. Or your eyeshadow. Because you'll never make it with Estee Lauder. You have to run 75 miles too. But I did both jobs. It was schizophrenic. Jack is the reason that I even agreed to the Estee Lauder because I love it that I got the voiceover gig ahead of Brenda Vaccaro, who's no slouch,
right?
With an incredible voice,
yes,
an incredible talent.
She always sounded to me like she was smoking the tampon she was selling.
But I know, she probably
I'm
was.
I'm Brenda Vaccaro from Timex Tampons.
Yeah, I know.
We're not number one, but we're up there.
Right, and yeah, exactly.
I did there? I did a joke. That's a little joke.
I got it now.
All right,
finally. But Brenda, and I see her at parties, and I'm like, oh, dear. But it was a great job for 12 years, but we couldn't record until I told Estee Lauder, and they put me up at the Plaza, incredible per diem. I would always buy a new pair of boots at Bendel's downstairs.
Yeah. Right.
Bottom line is they would question me for every detail on Dallas and Knott's Landing that was upcoming. They had to hear the scoop. What's going to happen?
What's
next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would have to go through all that. But then it was two solid days of recording. First the 30s, then the 60s. Mm-hmm. Then the tags for all the stores across the country.
But isn't it interesting? It's just now it's like, when will we see the Mueller report? Back then it was like, who shot JR?
Right.
Who the fuck shot JR?
So that was for an entire summer.
That was completely fictional.
Yeah. I know. And he was in London and he was, strategy-wise, Larry Hagman. He played that so
of correctly.
Course. He did.
Yes.
So correctly. But it is different. And, you know, I have to turn off the... I always watch news because that's my husband's whole life.
Yeah.
And I would always listen to KNX or the OJ trial. It kind of got me hooked on everything, all things news, besides Jack's career.
Yeah.
So now I can't do that. I'm listening to KIIS, all the rock, iHeart Radio.
Yeah.
I'm listening to all that because I don't want to commit suicide.
Well,
because if I listen to all the buzz
you,
and the...
Did you hear Barbara Bush blamed her heart attack on Trump?
No, really?
I blame Trump for everything. But it's true.
She did.
It's but true. There is a lot.
He's made me mean.
But there is a lot because he's given permission. I'm not saying if I made a confession, it would just, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Sean, could you take out your organ? Just in case
Pardon?
Pardon me?
Okay. I beg your pardon?
Yes, go ahead. Yes?
Confession.
Joan Van Ark?
Okay. Oh, I better not. No, I can't. I really can't.
Come
Maybe
on!
Later. No, I can't.
To have some more honey.
No.
Come on, little.
Toast. No, I have to. It's so bad and dangerous. No, maybe toward the end is just when I know we're going off the air and I'm out of here and out of the house.
Okay.
All right. Politics.
I understand.
See, I'm bad.
No,
I'm
but you're right. It's not like how can you not be political now?
Oh, that's
I mean,
no,
it's not,
all
it's
there
like,
is.
Yes.
It's
no,
all
and,
there
and I
is.
Wish I could disconnect, but I can't. This is my job. And so I know psychologists say you have to
but
disconnect.
It's
There's
everywhere.
So much meanness and
it's
chaos.
Everywhere.
And,
but
yeah.
What I was going to say is that Trump. No, not that's not my confession, but play it anyway because I can confess on this. Trump does give permission to everybody to just no filter.
Be as awful as you want to. Be as racist, sexist, misogynistic,
that is something
violent
wrong.
As you want to.
That's wrong. That's wrong as a, not a leader, but a I don't
I happen to have this handy.
The mail bomber mentioned Trump. The synagogue shooter mentioned Trump. The Coast Guard white supremacist mentioned Trump. The New Zealand terrorist mentioned Trump. If only we could identify a pattern.
Okay. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's true.
It is accurate. Yeah. You see, you know who I want when you mention New Zealand? I want that woman.
I
want
to marry her.
I want that woman.
She has a husband, just had a baby. But he's just trying to be a fucking cockblocker buzzkill when he tells me that. Because
she chills. Because
you know what my friends say?
So good.
When my friends say someone's straight,
really
there's the woman I wish. I will say this on the air. I wish that woman, whose name I don't know that I could pronounce, even if I remember.
Lucinda something.
Maybe it is Lucinda.
Yeah, something like
that. But let me say.
Mrs. Stephanie Miller.
Prime
Minister Stephanie.
No, the partner, Miller.
He's an inconvenience.
But this woman, she must come, airfare.
I will plow through her husband like Val.
Valine, if you're that sweet pea, which is what Julie called me, Julie Harris. But this woman is capable of the leadership we need. She is succinct. Mm-hmm. She's articulate.
She's beautiful.
She's wonderful.
You see her hugging people and talking to people and wearing a hijab and doing a Muslim call to prayer and banning automatic weapons in 6 days.
No political and, parties and meetings and gatherings. And she just leads, and she's clean and positive. I don't want to say positive, but just it's succinct.
We've forgotten what a leader looks like.
Yes.
I mean, she is astounding, but going, because we had that with Obama, and you saw him cry for Sandy Hook. I've gotten to be friends with Fred Gutenberg, who lost his daughter at Parkland. He lost his daughter, Jamie. Mm-hmm. And you've seen this. Two Parkland kids committed suicide. One Newtown dad just committed suicide this week. You can imagine. You guys have a daughter.
Erase.
Can you imagine Fred Gutenberg?
No.
He talked about the AR-15. I mean, can you imagine getting your mind around? He said, my daughter's spine was severed by an AR-15. It is unimaginable.
That's why you can't listen to the news now, because if it isn't political, it's things like that, it's in the air, that it's very... I can't wait now. I'm going to run out the door, because that's why I running just takes away the maybe the word is anxiety, because there's an anxiety in a way. And I hope and pray to God, literally, that this next time around that there is something or someone, because right now there's how many candidates? 21?
Yeah.
Is it 21 or
it's
more?
Something like that.
It's in the 20s.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's mind-boggling.
But, there is something, Joan, in what we're talking about that you and Michelle Lee have and Donna Mills that, I was saying today, this is extraordinary. Amy Klobuchar just tweeted a link to Kamala Harris's op-ed about how to fix teacher pay. And she said, here's a great idea from Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. They're both running for president.
Mm-hmm. women
She's
supporting women.
Hey, here's a great idea.
No, that's beautiful.
Check this out, what Kamala said about
this. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's also in the right place, because the young, if you don't feed and empower the generation coming up.
Yep. And AOC, who I think is astounding. They all have each other's back. Mm-hmm. When, Rashida Tlaib took shit. AOC's like Bronx and Detroit ride together. Mm-hmm. Got your back. I thought that is beautiful.
Sisterhood.
Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters mentoring these fierce young women that, I don't know how old your daughter is, but the generation's going to save us, hopefully, right?
But it always is that. It's who's coming up now. You want to empower them. They always say, what's the most important thing you can give your child? I think it's confidence.
Yeah.
Jack is a master at that.
Yeah.
Taking care of Vanessa when I'm busy doing my eye makeup and trying to go back east to do some Mickey Mouse anything. Jack has been a part of that. It's very much empower them and give them confidence and make them know the fearlessness. Yeah. And speaking of that,
I could be questioning for someone like Jack. I'm
questioning.
Just saying. I could be questioning. I mean, Chris, maybe it's
here's where we veer
time
into
to go back to my fluidity.
Yeah.
I'm not Jack.
What do you think about the college, the admissions? See, I love Felicity Huffman. I don't know her, but I think I love her too.
Right.
Okay. But that
one I went to USC on my own power, just saying.
That's right. Vanessa went to Princeton on her own power. Our daughter.
What's a Dottie?
Dottie is a my mother's name, actually.
Oh.
That's a Dottie.
Really?
My mother's name is Dottie, Dorothy Van Ark. Right. They called her Dottie. Yeah, huh. But she did, in fact, go to Princeton.
Wow.
But
good
the thing
her.
Is, now I've lost the track. But the layered thing of the college admissions, I understand what a busy mother like Felicity or maybe Lori, I don't know.
Yeah,
I know, but that's all. That's very layered too, because you always want the best for your daughter. But it is in fact true. The old-fashioned way is the way. You have to do that,
right.
And you can't cut corners.
Well, it sounds like you and Jack are like that. You know, you guys do the work. You expect your kid to do the work, and my father did too. I mean, my father's dad was a janitor. But he went to Notre Dame on his own power, and I got into USC on my own power. I got into Stanford and Notre Dame, and I you're right. There is something. It doesn't have to do with, you know, black or white or rich or poor or whatever. It's just there's a basic sense of fairness we all have,
right,
where we go like, you know, a lot of us played by the rules and
played
did
by
the work.
The rules,
right.
And pay the dues and do the homework. See, it's the homework part.
What is
too.
That? That's not a favor for your kids to get them into somewhere they're not qualified for. It's by cheating?
Well, I'm wondering what the children...
This is Donald Trump. He's done everything in his whole life. I'm sorry. You're not saying it. I am. By cheating. We are teaching our children that it's okay to cheat at everything in your life, including an election,
if you do that. But I also think some of the DNA for him is Brooklyn, Queens. There's a bit of that street. No, there's something street.
It's a savvy street smart.
And not filter, because if he's... up at 3, which I can relate to, but the thing, and doing the tweets and the things, I think things are just firing out like bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be some, I don't know, some thinking power behind it, but here we go.
That would require a brain. Okay, see, I dragged her into it. Okay, can I just, all right, let me just try to calm down a minute, because I already was so excited you were coming. I love you so much.
And then you get the note, no politics.
No.
We're ready for that. That's
then
fine.
I got the note that you were doing Valley of the Dolls.
Oh.
All-star benefit reading at LA's LGBT Center, May 3rd and 4th.
I have to be there.
I'm already there. I'm going to go. I'm going to make sure I get a seat now. It's only March.
Who's playing Neely?
Oh, okay.
I think it's,
wait.
It might be Bruce Valanche.
No. Wilson Cruz, who just did the happy hour, is playing
Neely.
He was
just here a few weeks ago.
No, I'm selling it. All the guys, like Alec Mappa and Bruce Valanche, and Greg Louganis is in it.
Right.
Who's also
Jolie Fisher.
Okay, first of all, there is one degree of Stephanie Miller happy hour separation, because Wilson Cruz was just here. Mm-hmm. He's playing Neely.
Oh no! That's so
I feel ready to come do a teaser. And
yes, you got to all come. Okay, so hang on a second. Jolie Fisher is the narrator. You have to get her. You're booking her for us. Mo Gaffney was just here as Bellamy. Greg Louganis as Tony Poehler.
Oh,
he was just here.
He was
okay. Lorraine Newman, you have to get us her. We haven't had her yet. Also narrator Cheryl Lee Ralph. I just met her. You need to get us her as Helen Lawson. Joan Van Ark as Miriam.
There's one star of a Helen Lawson production, and that's me, Helen Lawson.
Yeah. Bruce Valanche as Jennifer Norton.
Okay, now wait.
Okay, Marissa Jarrett Winokur as Miss Steinberg. Okay, I can't. We play.
This is an all-star cast.
Okay,
hang on. But I want to say where you can get tickets,
All right, hang on. Do you understand our favorite drop ever for Stephanie Miller is this?
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Oh, my God. Who was that?
Where do I?
That was Helen Wilson.
Again.
What? From Valley of the Dolls.
It could
get
have
on
been
the train
one
with
of
me.
The guys, the way it sounds. It sounds like one of the guys.
Bruce Valanche.
Bruce Valanche, for sure.
Where do I? How do I? Get on the train with me. Okay.
I didn't
tell
realize
me how to get
that
tickets.
Song. Yeah. Okay. It's www.dolls.com. Valley.com.
Okay.
So that's D-O-L-L-S Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, one word, www.dollsvalley.com for tickets.
All right, and we're having all of these people that we haven't already had on, because you're hooking us up. Jolie Fisher, you're getting us.
Yeah.
Okay. Lorraine Newman, Cheryl Lee Ralph. This is...
You got to put a little star by the ones you...
Absolutely.
And,
Marissa Jarrett Winokur. Oh, my
God.
I can't. Where do I? How do I explain? How do I explain how excited I am about this? I don't... Okay.
You are so speaking my language, Valley of the Dolls. It's...
I'm going to have to go home and
watch it. Remember Return to Valley of the Dolls? Oh, my God.
And Patty Duke was in the first or both?
That's right. Patty she was Neely. Duke.
Oh, Neely, that's the... Oh, well, I think that's Bruce, but... Oh, no, you said Wilson.
Wilson is Neely.
Wilson Cruz is Neely.
But also, it's in Tuxes and Evening Gowns. And I'm playing Lee Grant, and I'm sort of debating whether I would get these, because I want to look away a certain
right,
way.
Right, right.
And maybe the blunt cut, and I want to, I want to get the glasses with the rhinestones on it, which isn't Lee Grant, but I want to do my version of,
kind of thing. Dolls, I need some dolls.
Yeah, that's it, and sooner than later. You know, it's just... I think it's going to be unreal, and they think tickets will go so quickly. Right. Which
I think
they
as soon as
have,
people hear this, they're probably already gone. But we're still going to.
But they're thinking of adding a matinee on Saturday because it's Friday night.
What a matinee! May 3rd and 4th at the third, LA LGBT Center's Renberg Theater.
That's right, and it's on. What is it?
We'll take care of all of this.
We'll post it.
Listen, you don't worry about this. You just worry about your wig and your fucking whatever you're doing. Don't worry
about the rhinestone glasses, right?
Yes.
Robert Gant is in it. I see him at the gym all the time.
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's going to look, cut. He'll be cut for the in his tuxedo.
Yeah, was just here. He made a huge splash on the happy hour. See what I did there?
I'm such a fan.
Made a huge splash, right?
There you go. Perfect dive. Perfect.
He is
fantastic. What I talked to him about because I met him at some kind of thing on Rodeo. A jewelry store was doing a special something, cocktail party. And I said, I think of him as in the Olympics taking... It's the prep for an actor before the dive. Yep. And I said I would watch him because he was so focused. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 steps. Bounce, bounce, perfection.
Yeah.
He showed me more than anything in the world. And he said you have to do imaging or something. Is some word that I didn't understand. Shrink talk maybe. I don't know what. Right. But I think he's right. It is an image and a focus. But he showed me that more than any, because I love athletics. It shows you how to be a good actor.
Yeah. Isn't that a weird full circle, the conversation we had with him?
Yeah.
What?
But talk about like the hysteria in the 80s when he hit his head and there was blood in the pool. Mm-hmm. People were afraid about AIDS. But look at, was it Linda Evans, right, who kissed?
Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson.
Yes. And there was this hysteria. And God bless angels like Elizabeth Taylor that stepped forward when it was not when it was not popular to say
when it could have been career ending to support
to support
right. Yeah,
that's the whole kind of a little bit of the vibe there's but that is very true. It's what you say and what you believe in and what you stand for. But see, I want to do Elizabeth Taylor in a short going to the Abbey. And I want RuPaul, because I want it to be a contemporary Driving Miss Daisy, where and to have as a partner, a friend, and have them walking down the street of West Hollywood. I see the walkaway at the end of this short, and there's a line in Driving Miss Daisy, you know what, Hogue, you may be the best friend I have, which is the Miss Daisy says to him. I want that, and I want to get RuPaul to do that and do this kind of partner thing, two characters.
Well, we happen to have a very good friend that works at
I did
Icon
Drag Race. In fact,
it works with RuPaul.
My honey holder, and they call this a cozy. Right. I did RuPaul's Drag Race. I was one of the judges.
Yes.
And they got me because they knew I needed the honey. They got me the honey and this, what they called a cozy. And it's just a little sock to put on the thing.
A little sock on your honey.
I'll never,
socks. You're so precious.
They had a lot of socks, I guess. But
you're super precious. You're like a little tiny actress, honeybee, and you're just
nuts.
And now that you and Jack have told me about all the, crazy nuts landing and Estee Lauder money, I'm just saying you're not only going to find me my wife, but you're going to pay for the vacations when we go out together.
Stephanie.
But I'm going to get your dog, and I think that's a fair trade.
That would be a
dog.
Fair trade.
Yes.
And but he has to be 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
Male is first choice, but female. No, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because it needs a dog. You know what it is? It's
so you
the
have
soul.
Fluidity in your rescue choice.
Yeah. Fluidity, in the decision. But the fact is, you always know. I have to see a dog's eyes. These two, I love.
I know
the
you
moment.
You can see the soul.
But it's in and look at this.
Look
I want
at
someone
what's on
to
my
scratch
thing.
My
I want to be the person my dog thinks I am.
Mm. Oh yeah. The things you have. Jack has. What's the thing behind the desk, Jack? That you had because something about going to heaven and all the best things up there in heaven are gonna, not people, but dogs.
No, house is not a home without a dog. You saw that one outside. I have,
It's so true.
Yeah. And now Jack has made me fluid in terms of my future spouse choice.
Well, good then.
Whatever we come up with, you know.
It's going to be your choice. A smorgasbord, if you will.
Whoever changes my bedpan. Okay. Listen, Joan Van Ark, you are you are everything and more we expected. You were the Valley of the Balls thing has just sent me into the. I just didn't I lose my shit when
you
she
did.
Told me this.
Yes.
I really did.
Yeah.
Now
I
you're
really
wearing
did.
A diaper. Yes.
Like I've been for a 10-mile run with you after eating seaweed. Listen, Joan Van Ark, you were fantastic. How do we what do we do? Do we follow you on Twitter? On do you have
I've got to do that. I know that's
you don't. Okay.
I went
don't,
to your
I have a site, joanvanark.com.
There you go.
I have my Shakespeare that I just did. It's joanvanark.com.
Perfect.
And
we're
going to
promote
everything.
This.
Oh, you have
as
to,
we get closer.
Yes, and I will bring you or try to bring you your
thank you.
Choice of
thank
these
you.
Wonderful, talented, amazingly funny
yes.
people doing Valley of the Dolls on May, what did you tell me, 3 and 4?
May 3 and 4th.
Yes.
And you will bring me also my future wife.
And
all
I
right.
will do and, all and, of it. It's a package deal.
And the
all
website right. is dollsvalley.com.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. All right. Joan Van Ark, what's not been great about this?
K-N-O-T?
You put
what's
the not,
not been
not, what's
in
not
Knot's
great.
Landing. What?
What's not great?
Not. K-N-O-T. K-N-O-T.
We love you, Joan Van Ark. Happy, happy hour.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. It's been the happiest hour I've spent in a year. Maybe.